I'll call you up here in a second, okay?
Yeah, I think it's Indiana concrete, I don't know, Indiana concrete slime, I think they're a poor one. It doesn't hold up.
I think it'd be a nice job.
Yeah, all right.
Well, what the punch is on this?
You do a lot of size, whatever you can think so, put in.
Okay, we're going right.
Put yours at a sump pump. Get down there. And I thought, why, we just put a sump pump and keep that damn thing dry.
We don't have that up there. There's a sump pump in the, where you have to have the type of electrical energy.
We're gonna take it down underground and out a little bit before we then bring it to that dock, because. So then come into some kind of sign walls down, you know, as it comes.
Okay.
You're recording.
Okay, it is 5:07 PM on Tuesday, September 26th, 2023. For those of you that are tuning in on social media or are watching this YouTube video later, just know that our cameras are malfunctioning, so we are pivoting a little bit and trying to work on the current environment. So, with that being said, we'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Daniel.
Here.
Enrod.
Here.
Bowder.
Here.
In front of you are the minutes from our last meeting, which was on September 12th. Are there any changes or corrections?
I had none.
Nor did I.
Okay, then I'll take a motion.
I'll make a motion. We approve the Board of Works minutes from the Tuesday, September 12th meeting as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up are a handful of street closures. First one is Old Settlers Days Festival. This is for 2024. Looks like it's the 16th through the 23rd they are requesting, basically per past practice. I know that some of our department heads turned in some concerns from past years, and we're going to probably be meeting sometime, you know, April-ish, potentially, of next year to talk through those things as we normally do with the Old Settlers Committee. But long story short is I think this is pretty well standard for what it usually is. I don't know that there's a we don't have the request for the actual parade at this moment in time, so that will be a different request. So this is just for the festival next year. Any comments, questions, concerns? Okay. Hearing none, I'll make a motion. We approve the Old Settlers Days Festival street closing permit as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. Gary, I see that you have wrote some notes in here. Closing streets at 11 a.m. on Sunday. You'd rather it be in the evening.
Correct.
So
I don't think we've ever closed them at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I mean, I think last year we did it at 6, and that even brought up a few issues with some downtown businesses.
Yeah.
So my recommendation would be a little bit later if we could.
Doesn't it start on Tuesday?
It starts officially on Tuesday, yes. So a couple of years, multiple years ago, we started allowing them to come in on Sunday because then they could take Monday to set up and all that kind of stuff. The challenge, though, I believe, if I remember right from our staff, what they've said is they come in and they're still setting them up on Monday night. So it's one of those, like, we closed downtown off for an additional day that we wouldn't normally do, and they're not utilizing that. So, with that being said, I mean, I'm happy to, when we have our conversation, see if we can maneuver that a little bit. I don't know what your thoughts are on that, but maybe they would be willing to do something a little different.
Right, because I think the biggest hurdle we jump into is they close down the streets and then nothing's happening for hours and days.
Yeah.
So.
And the business owners are saying, like, yeah. So maybe what I will do is I'll amend my motion to state that we would approve the street closing permit, but that the start time for the street closure may be different than what's presented on here after working with the Old Settlers Committee.
So I'll second that.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Motion seconded. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is the Old Settlers Day Festival for the Kitty Tractor Pull and RC Drag Race. What I was told by the committee members, Old Settlers Committee members, was that this actually went fairly well for the first time that they did it. It is on that 200 block of South Chauncey for the RC Drag Race, and the south half of the 100 block of South Chauncey for the Kitty Tractor Pull. So my, I guess my question is the south half of the hundred block of South Chauncey, that would have already been closed, would it not?
Right, it's
Isn't
closed.
Where the original street closed?
From the alley to Market Street.
Yeah.
It's closed. I think they just, a lot of times people drive around there, they have some handicap parking in there.
Gotcha. Okay. So, any questions, comments, concerns about that?
Question?
Yes.
Is the pull, the tractor itself, on the asphalt or is it in the grass?
It's on the
courthouse.
It's, I believe, on the asphalt.
Yes.
Okay.
It's on the asphalt.
Okay.
And Mayor, correct me if I'm wrong, if I remember that closing is for Saturday instead of Friday. They used to do it on Friday nights, the RC.
Yeah, RC drag racing is on. It's for Saturday, the 22nd.
Right. Yeah. It is on Fridays in years past, so
yes.
I'm not sure.
So the, and the Kitty Tractor Pull's on the Thursday there.
Right.
Is there a concern with that, or are you just bringing
it up? I mean, that's the parade night, so hopefully...
Yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion we approve the street closing permit as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is Veterans Marathon. This is scheduled for November 11th, 2023. Usually the pre-race begins around the 6:30 a.m. time frame. They've asked basically 4 a.m. to 4 p.m. on November 11th. This is pretty standard in the past. Besides that, you have any questions, comments, concerns? Anything from our department heads?
I had a conversation with Joanne. They're going to, I think they're changing the 5K route, so I don't think that's on there right now.
Okay.
The map, so she's going to give me that map.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, all we have is the actual veteran. Well, we have a portion of the Veterans Marathon. Okay. I'll make a motion we approve the Veterans Marathon street closing permit request.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. I'm going to skip over to Mr. Childers since he's here. Gene, come on up, please. I think last time you were here, we gave you an additional month, I believe, if I remember right, time to clean up the property and stuff.
Yes.
Tell us about your progress.
Yeah, the only thing we got left is to go and move some pier poles and stuff down to the farm.
Okay.
And that'll be all taken care of.
Everything will be cleaned up?
Yeah.
Okay. Gary, what are you seeing?
He's still got an RV there that he says he thinks he's plated. He knows it's insured, but
okay.
However, I didn't see a plate. He's going to get with the B&B and check to see if there's valid plates for it.
Okay. Is that about it, though?
Yeah, and then concern was brought up from B&J about the south half of the building roof, which I talked to Gene about, and he says he's going to get that repaired, too, because it's kind of caving in.
Okay.
So.
The brick building?
Correct.
Okay.
So the roof of that,
yep.
The shingles and stuff are flying off.
Yeah.
The block building.
Correct.
The block.
Yeah. There's a brick building and then the old block building.
The block building, yeah. And we're talking about the block building, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'm sorry. I said
so
right.
Shingles and stuff are falling off or whatever the roof there is falling over into the
MJ.
They had some concern with that. And Gene says he's going to get that taken care of.
Okay.
weather permitting.
Okay.
Just when you want to do something, it starts storming or raining or something.
Well, we haven't had rain for 3 weeks, Gene.
Yeah, I'm glad
today
we finally got it.
Did.
Yeah. Everybody needs it. The lake's down a foot.
Yeah, I get it. For sure. Okay. So I don't know if we really need any additional action at this point. Gene has showed that he made good faith effort that he promised he would do, and so because the ticket was pending, right? That was pending his cleanup, so he's cleaned it up. So, but you don't need an official waiving of, because there wasn't a ticket written, I don't believe.
No.
There was an appeal, so. Okay, we have any other issues for Gene? Okay, thank you, Gene. Appreciate your progress.
Thank you.
Okay, good seeing you. Next up is Eagle Park Phase 1 Engineering Rebid Services. And that is also in your package, as you will remember, Eagle Park, we bid it early this year. It came back $1 million over our expected price. We said, okay, we're going to sit on that for a moment. and the feedback we got from bidders were, or bidders that chose not to bid, was number one, it was a bad time of year because they already had their plates full. And second of all, there are some variable cost pieces there that they weren't just 100% sure of. So what we did was we went back to the drawing board. We pulled out the stormwater piece, infrastructure piece, and our stormwater department is going to handle that portion. You'll see there's a little bit when it comes to staking and things like the grade, all that kind of stuff, that will be assisting the stormwater/water department to handle that part. And we also, because we're going to go out to bid between basically Thanksgiving and Christmas, everybody believes that's a much better bid environment. A lot of those cost overruns, if you will, on the bid had to do with the stormwater and the underground work. So we feel like we can handle that in-house. So besides that, this is just an amendment to our contract that takes, basically it gives them the, or it, it makes them change out some of the rebidding process. It does, I have asked them to start kind of doing some mock-ups of what the amphitheater could look like, because Ready 2.0 is getting ready to come out from a state funding standpoint, and so I'd like us to at least be ready to potentially move forward with that project or putting that project in the hopper, so maybe we can get funding for that. And then also doing some of the staking for the stormwater work. Besides that, again, the $29.5, obviously we have money set aside in this year's budget as well as next year's budget for the park improvements at Eagle Park. I've been getting a lot of questions lately about when is Eagle Park going to be done, and start off by saying, well, we're hoping it'd be done by now, but it just wasn't in the cards. So this kind of moves us forward in rebidding that project, doing some other things, obviously internally, and getting moving on it. So, any concerns from the board? Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Eagle Park Phase 1 rebid services in additional contract amount of $29,500.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion?
Is this, because it asks the task, are you doing all five tasks?
That was my understanding.
Okay.
That was to proceed with any of the tasks.
Okay.
So we can kind of say, okay, we want you to do task one and task five now, and then move
okay.
forward. So, yes. Further discussion? All those in favor show with the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up, we have Nathan. Are you here for Board of Works or for Council?
Mostly Council.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm looking at the agenda and I'm going, Nathan's not on there, so I hope he knows that Council is safe. Okay. So we'll move to, a couple of things, actually. We had those, you want to do the community crossing stuff? Okay, so let's go to community crossings. If I remember correctly, let's see. Do we do change order first?
Yes.
Yeah, change order. So in your box is change order number one. It starts off with an email and then moves to change order number one. This is with Niblock for some different basically just some different contract, quantity issues, some changes in quantity after they did the actual project.
So you said change order one?
Change order one, yep. Yep. So if you scroll to the second page of that little piece of the packet, it kind of gives you an overview of the quantities incorrect versus actual quantities used, things like that. So.
For $19,156.13.
Is that a specific amount listed somewhere that I missed? Or did you just do the...
Bottom of the bottom of page one.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, it was on the email. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, it's actually...
Oh.
It's at the bottom of page one. It says original contract sum.
Oh, gotcha. I'm sorry. I completely looked over it. I know exactly what... Yeah, I'm with you now. Okay. Any questions about that? I'll make a motion. We approve the change order number one with Niblock in the increased amount of $19,156.13 as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor with the usual sign? It is unanimous. Pay estimate then should be approved. Is that pay request number one and final? Is that what
yes.
that is? Okay. So that just kind of takes everything from that we've been working on for that community crossing project and get the final, basically the pay approval on that. So, I will make a motion that we approve pay request number one for the 2022 community crossing street and curb ramp repair project as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. The substantial completion certificate also needs to be done, correct? So that also is on your, is in your packet.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
It went a little goofy here. Thanks.
Yep. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Certificate of Substantial Completion for the 2022 Community Crossing Street and Curb Ramp Repair Projects.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I will say that we had a contract with ANZ for $10,000 for this, and they only ended up using $2,000. So we've got $8,000 to
kind of offset
that.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for pointing that out, Rosie. Okay, next up is bills. So let's go ahead and do that in your Dropbox. Just make sure you're on the 926 because we still have the 912 on there. Just so you're aware of it.
Oh,
yeah.
Yep. So, I got it.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $1,168,475.88 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers for checks dated for checks dated September 26, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion we pay all accounts payable vouchers in the amount of $331,157.36 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers for EFT payments dated September 26,
2023. Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion we pay all pay types except overtime in the amount of $246,031.74 plus overtime in the amount of $8,229.85 for the pay file ending September 8th, 2023.
I'll second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And then I think I have
meter
deposits.
Meter and yeah, credits, yep.
So, that's the other thing. Sorry, I did not see this one.
That's okay.
I don't see a total.
I think it's on the first page. Is it the 3,300?
Yeah, 3,376.
You want me to take this one? You got it.
Hang on. Okay. I'll make a motion that we pay all accounts payable for meter deposits and credits in the amount of, for September, in the amount of $3,376.98 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated September
26, 2023. Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
Was that it?
I think. Is that it? Okay.
Okay.
I thought so. I just want to make sure.
I thought so too. But
Gary.
Okay, we hosted A-Rod training, which is advanced roadside impaired driving enforcement. Over the last couple days, we had six of our guys that attended the class, and we had 20 total in the class. So there's outside agencies that attended, and they were very pleased with our facilities and commented several times how nice it was here. So that was a good thing. So I'd like to ask the Board of Works for permission to offer conditional offer of employment to Casey Hirschberger and Ryan Emery. They went through all the formal, informal, and chiefs and Board of Works interviews, and I'd like to offer those two conditional offer of employment for passing the PERF testing.
I'm supportive.
Second.
Yep. Okay, you may move forward.
All right. Thank you. Gina's going to Chicago next week to teach a class on records and advanced records for the Motorola Midwest user group. So, I mean, I'm pleased with that, and I think we have one of the best, so that's a good thing. I let her go do that. And it's nice that they reached out to her, because it looks like she's doing something right. So
yep. Congratulations to Gina.
All right. We received two cars from Cops Gear, and they've been assigned officers, and they're on the road currently. Dispatch, we're doing some testing for the county fire departments on their 800 pagers. The county doesn't have the capabilities this time, so we've been asked to do this.
When you say the county, you mean county dispatch?
County, yeah. Yeah, the county dispatch doesn't have the capabilities right now for that. So
okay.
We've been asked to do it. It will not affect any normal operations. We're doing it on an ops channel, and it's strictly testing. We're not dispatching or anything like that. So. And other than that, dispatch has been quiet and run smoothly.
Question of Gary. Thank you, Gary. Tom.
As I told you guys 2 weeks ago, is that right? 2 weeks ago? Right here.
Just depends on what you're about to say.
well, our last meeting, that we had pump testing coming up. We completed that on Monday, actually, instead of the 2 days that we thought we were going to need. 102 did fail pump testing. Again, it's got an electronic gremlin in it that we seem to be chasing around in that engine. So it is marked out of service for firefighting use at this point. The rescue tools are still available.
To be clear, 102 is the old engine.
Older engine, yes. That's a 2004. It's got to be somewhere in either a note or a module that we'll have to get reprogrammed and put it back in.
So is that something that the company who installed it and the vendor give any help with the cost of that? Or is this 100% on us?
Yeah, it's 19 years old, so it's going to be on us. I wish we could get somebody else to pay
it. I didn't know how long ago it had been. Because we've done this before, right?
Yep. So. same engine, probably a different node. That had the first generation, I think it was the first generation of what they call multiplexing, which it's a fire truck's now self-diagnosed. With that first generation also came these little things that creep up, and it's just like a computer kind of losing its programming. Kind of weird. So we'll get to the bottom of it and get it fixed. Frustrating. Chris Trent and myself tomorrow will be attending. It's the state changed some of the fire code in reference to authorities having jurisdiction or AHJs, and there's a briefing tomorrow in Fort Wayne on what all that means. So we will be attending that. Trent starts his fire inspection 2 certification this month, well, October, sorry, in October. After that, he will have all the training he's going to need to take over for Chris once Chris retires in 2025. So that's kind of exciting that we did find somebody that has that interest, because it's a pretty niche interest group.
Yep.
One of our pack trackers, which is only, 3 years old now, the screen got broken. I was aware that it had gotten broken, and we sent it in and got it repaired. We finally got it back, and nice to have that back. And there is just a lot moving throughout the entire county in the fire service. So yeah, a lot of moving parts to try to keep track of. So that's it. And I got with Marcia in reference to iRoll, which is there's two parts to that. There is where anybody that does a fire inspection on a sprinkler system would have to report into this iRoll. And then we would have to sign an agreement. There's the ordinance that requires them to report into iRoll, and then there's the agreement with us to iRoll saying that we will utilize them. So Marcia has reviewed that, and she says we should be good to go. She had a couple minor changes. So when she gets back, she was going to make all the changes for you guys and send it out to you to take a look and see if it's something we can talk you guys into. That's the thing I told you in the next year or two, it's going to be a mandated thing anyway. So the fire departments are up to speed on where system shorts, when I say shorts, repairs are needed on sprinkler systems. Fire departments will have direct access to that, actually sent to them, so that they can make companies fix their sprinkler systems. So that's, we're just trying to get a jump ahead on that one. The other one was, Warsaw Fire Department had contacted us wanting us to sign an MOU for automatic mutual aid with them, or I'm sorry, not automatic mutual aid, a mutual aid agreement with them that would take, what that would do is right now by the statewide mutual aid agreement, you're only committed for the first operational period, which is 12 hours. After that, anybody can just back up and go, well, we've committed to, and go home.
Yeah.
If you sign an MOU for a mutual aid agreement, you kind of bind yourself to those, whoever you sign with. So that'll be coming before you. The mayor and I did speak of it. I'm not in opposition of it. I think it can work out in our benefit as well. So and then Marcia's reviewing that, and she'll get back with us where she's at.
Hopefully neither entity will have to execute that portion.
Yes.
But I would say it's atypical. This is what Tom and I were talking about. It's atypical that you have a bigger community coming to a smaller community asking for that mutual aid. But knowing that it's another 30 minutes down the road to Fort Wayne, it makes probably sense for us to be, you know, friends playing in the sandbox together in that regard. So, yeah. Questions to Tom? Okay. Good?
Yep.
Thank you. Mike?
The SDI, Forest Main's third quarter inspections, and Forest Main has been cleaned. We had a pre-construction meeting for the Main Street and Jefferson Forest Main. Some of that taking off, probably won't start until maybe January, February, and as far as the stations, and then Forest Main will probably be closer to March, April, that time frame. I want to thank Kelly, he's not here, but he had a couple guys go around the gym machine, and they cleaned all the lift stations this week and last week. So it's been completed. And pre-treatment's been sent flow meters, so we can look at their flows compared to their reporting for all the industries.
Question to Mike. Thank you. Mike.
I believe all the hydrants that needed painted out at Eagle Glen are done. We've moved to Deer Chase. Because the ones that really need the bat are the ones that were, some reason, were yellow, and they tried to paint red, and they flaked off real bad. So those are the ones we're trying to hit first. I called an ex-superintendent to get information from Mr. Ziegraf, and was quite helpful.
Okay.
Because we needed to know how to bypass the aeration tower for when they clean it. Because when they clean it, looking to paint the inside and seal it because, you know, we got little leaks. And so it had to be down for a couple days. We're just trying to figure out how we plumbed around it. And Tony came and looked at well 8, and he said, well, you know, there should be some information here, you know. So he called me Monday morning and said, hey, there's a black binder, I remember, about 5 inches wide. And he said, it should be there with laminated paper in it for the whole plant.
Mm-hmm.
We found it this morning. So we
awesome.
We looked at everything, and it shows us exactly how to shut that off.
Nice.
So he really helped out.
So great. Thank you, Tony. Any other thing, Mike?
No.
Okay. Question, Mike? Thank you. Matt?
Around the splash pad, we took some old timbers from a wooden playground that was up by the office, and we built that vault. Those were starting to rot. So when we took Eagle Park around the football barn, there were some blocks for wall that they had put. So we took those blocks and now installed them around the vault at the splash pad. So we don't foresee any problems with that in the future. We did place more of the concrete walls, which I've gotten a hold of Karen and Cote. And we're in the process right now of getting together and getting those painted yet.
Awesome.
This year. And the art class will be the ones
nice.
Doing that. We had to drain the pool completely and clean it because the painters, this spring when we fired it up, we found some chipping of the paint that they had done the last fall. And so we called them, they came up before we opened, and they got everything looking nice. And then throughout the summer with the traffic and everything, it showed more chips and wear. So they came up last week and after we had emptied it. So with the rain now, I don't know, but as of this morning, we were probably going to have to fill it because it needs to have 3 feet of water in the pool so it doesn't rise up out of the ground. So, the Rotary donated $1,500 to us so we could have the concrete benches that Noah Hilty makes. They're about 400 to 500 pounds a piece. We're going to put them on the overlook, back at the pond because we just finished redoing that. And we don't see the traffic we used to, and we don't have any benches on it. So,
gotcha.
So we'll put them on there. Other than that, it's business as usual.
Question on that. Thank you, Terry.
Well, Sean shared before he left, the baseline's supposed to be in this week to cut the fiber into the north and northwest substations. So once that's complete, we can move forward with Mike showed his project, getting the booster station on the fiber network. Also, like I said last time, the equipment's been installed in the new park office. We're just waiting for them to get the fiber hooked up and Cisco units set up and the old wiring in the building tested to see if it's going to be usable. That's all I have.
Questions here?
Thank you.
Rosie? I don't think I have anything outside of just letting you guys know that we have started, obviously, with the retail coach, and they are doing data gathering right now from a retail perspective to do more of the recruitment of those restaurants, as I know we've talked about in the past. So. Walt?
I'm up.
Nicole? Nathan, you want to have anything for the Board of Works to know about?
Mike reminded me we had a pre-con. Mike chimed into pre-con on the 100 South, 300 East sewer project this morning. Timeline on that is kind of weather dependent, as well as a couple outstanding easements still to be acquired. Much of it might be done yet this fall or after the snow in the early part of next year. So timeline is still around July, but it may need to be shifted. So.
Thank you. Also for the Board of Works to know, County Plan Commission or City Plan Commission went to the County Plan Commission asking for expansion of the extraterritorial jurisdiction. I think it was the city planning commission's thought that they had worked with county planning commission in good faith to figure out where to expand that to. But at the county planning commission meeting this past week, they voted 7-1 to give it an unfavorable recommendation. So the city planning commission and I have decided to pull it from the commissioner's agenda for an unknown time. So, just so you're aware. Anything else for the good of the order? Hearing none, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.